Holding in base up. Simon Kufcha base halacha aleph till halacha zain. Now we're going now to Kufcha base and Kufcha base because we're going through the laws of the 9 days, so don't get confused. Totally different simon, and we're going to try as much as possible. As we mentioned actually in one of the daily shirim, that's from our salvation, such a beautiful explanation. It's a great introduction to understanding. Just the idea, the breakdown of the what we call the 3 weeks and the 9 days and Shavua Shechalba and the Tisha B'Av. So it's really reflective of someone who Laleinu lost a relative, and really in a way we're all in the state of Avelis. We lost the greatest relative, which is the Rabbeinu Shalom. So basically it works like this, that the 3 weeks, which is called the Me'am Mitzalim, Gim HaShavuos is Keneged Yud Beis Chodesh, and the 9 days is Keneged Shleishim, and the Shavua Shechalba is connected the Shiva, and the Tisha B'Av is connected the actual Yom Misa. And once you understand that, it makes a lot of things much easier to understand. So here we go. The 17th of Tammuz is the beginning of where a lot of the destruction began. That was when the breach in the wall was made. And so the siege already started before the Sasol Batavis. But as the Kitzur says, Hitchilu Tzoros HaChurban, the beginning of all the calamities of the destruction already began then. So that's the reason why Avelis begins already from the Shivas HaTamas until Tisha B'Av. And it is proper, so interesting, that the Kitzur begins with something we've been speaking about a lot, that it's Yirei Shamayim. It's proper for Yirei Shamayim to do a Tikkun Chatzos every single day after Chatzos Yom. The meaning to say that throughout the year, there's an Indian to do Tikkun Chatzos, but especially during these weeks. And here the special thing is it's done during the day, and it's a little bit more practical, but to be done. And there's a shorter version, was based on Sarai de Blitzke, which I'm hopefully going to. We're actually in our shul, we're going to be doing this, starting already Thursday, and we're going to have copies in Rabbanese. Okay, well, the halacha is like this: certainly by Ashkenazim, and even by Sfaradim, we don't get married during these weeks. So again, by Sfaradim, some are more lenient when it comes to these halachas. And but generally speaking, we'll get married, even someone who never got married yet. To make a shidduch, even with actually having a suda meal, is permitted until Rosh Chodesh Av. And from Rosh Chodesh Av until Anan, one is allowed to do a shidduch, but you can't make a meal. So what you could do is what the kids say is a little bit like of snacks. Like you celebrate with a few snacks and stuff like that, nothing like a meal or anything, sit down. And now a Jew that makes money using playing instruments, one is allowed to do so, to play instruments in the house of a non-Jew. It's interesting that it doesn't even, and this is only until Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh until the fast, one should not. And it's interesting that you see that doesn't even raise the idea of whether for the Suda Smitzah, because generally speaking, we don't use live music during, especially during the 9 days. But, and that's even if there's a Shevbach, it's not going to be Shaykh. But then the Kitzur teaches us that on the fast days themselves, one should not really be playing music. Now, music is a long topic we've already discussed many times. If a person is mom depressed, etc. The custom is not to eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days. And some Kitzur says even from Yitzayin Tammuz. Now, this doesn't apply in Shabbos, and he's to dismiss it. Then certainly one is allowed to eat meat and drink wine. We'll discuss the 9 days a little bit later, probably tomorrow. The schnapps, by the way, someone just asked me, 9 days is not a problem either. Now, the custom is not to say Shechiyam during these days. So therefore, if you're going to buy something that's a very fancy suit, something that gives you tremendous joy, and you usually recite Shechiyam, you shouldn't do so. You shouldn't buy such a suit. And when it comes, unless it's something it's called that bismani, that means that the time came and you didn't create it. So for example, pidin aben, you make shechianu, because you don't lose a mitzvah. Fruit, some are lenient to make shechianu on Shabbos of these 3 weeks. If you're not going to find this fruit after Tisha B'Av. Another important halacha, since this is a very, we call it an auspicious time, a time of calamities, etc. So therefore, a person should be careful, and therefore the halacha is that one should not hit their students or children during these days. This is a topic anyway, hitting Bezman Hazeh, but for sure, during these weeks, one is not allowed to. The custom is not to take any haircuts, whether it's the beard, the hair, or any hair in the body, with the exception, for example, women who are allowed to shave their legs. It's just to present themselves decently, but otherwise, no haircuts. And if there's special situations like going to the job, someone has a job and he can't go come in with a disheveled beard, so then there's different situations once you ask a shayla. And it's also forbidden for adults to give haircuts to little kids. The mustache that delays a person from being able to eat, so that there's a leniency. And the kitzur himself says it seems to be mutter until next week, meaning until Shavuot Shechalbay. Cutting nails. A lot of people ask me about cutting nails, manicures, everything, and the like. So the halacha is you'll have to cut nails. And the only time the kitzur himself writes is Shavuot Shechalbay, that would mean next Sunday. But anything else until Shabbos really allowed to do. And certainly when it comes to mitzvah, one's allowed to cut the nails. Or a moel that needs to his nails in order to do what's called priya. And lastly, three Shabbos that we have during these weeks. We already had two of them, but to the last one is called Gimel Pronusa, the 3 weeks of calamities, starting with Divrei Yirmiyahu, then Shim'u, and then Chazon Yeshayahu. Very interesting. The kids gives a siman, dashach. Made me think that if you think about Datzach, the Shach, that's why it's easy to remember. And it stands for Divrei and Shimu and Chazayin. And I thought of an idea. Divrei is listening to the word. Shimu is the hearing, as they say, is really to understand it. And then if you do that, you'll have a greater vision of what Klal Yisrael and life and everything is all about. Next, if a person makes a mistake, the kids says, and they read on the first Shabbos, the regular Haftarah. So then in the next week, you could do Divrei and Shimu because they're actually one next to the other. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, which was not this year, so you lay in Hashamayim Kisi, which is Rosh Chodesh usual haftarah, some places actually lay in Shim'u. Have a beautiful day.